Classic hits, the best new music, and the biggest songs from around the world. Act local, think global. The sound of Great West London.
91.8 Hayes FM.
Alex Hutton, Kate Winter, The Jazz Show.
Sweet and lovely, lady be good, oh lady be good to me. 'Cause I'm so awfully misunderstood. Oh lady, be good to me. Say I'm all alone in this big city of New York. Won't somebody please have pity, 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 pity on me. Just a lonesome babe, babe in the woods. Oh lady, oh lady, oh lady, be good to me. Biddy diddy oo diddy dad do da da do da do da da do da di. Bonnie di da 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 Bobo Berry Bob Boy. But little do we if. But little do we bit. Then it did not, not, did not, 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 did it love a love a bell boy.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Jazz Show on 91.8 Hayes FM. I'm Kate Winter. Right, now there's no Alex this week. It's just me, so you'll have to bear with me. But at least I've got you to keep me company. Otherwise, I'd be going insane. Anyway, we've got a wonderful show lined up for you. I do hope you enjoy it. We've got music from Josh Kyle, Lester Young, Brad Meldow Trio, Alex Hutton Trio, and, of course, Dave Mannington's Riff Raff, who have a new album out. It's not even out yet. You're going to hear it first on The Jazz Show, and Dave is going to tell us all about it. We thought we'd start the show this week with America's first Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald, with Lady Be Good, a classic 1924 George and Ira Gershwin song. This was recorded in 1947 by Ella, and again as a ballad in 1959. I love the way jazz standards can be sung in different ways, and we as performers do that often, picking up on the mood of the audience and sometimes singing a song in a style or feel that you haven't done before. It keeps it quite fresh. Anyway, from one extreme to another, this is a song from a recent Kairos Quartet album featuring the breathy vocals of Amelia Martinson.
Tell me all you may know. I've listened carefully to the words you told. Tell me all you may know. Soon, soon, calling truth as time grows old. Why pretend while we're all alone? What we know might be soon. Calling, listen closer now. Moving time. Thank you. you can, because you know I trust to listen to the words you told. Tell me all you may know. Soon call and listen closer now. Moving time slow now. Wanting, watching time go by. Hoping, longing slow now.
Kairos Quartet with The Calling, featuring the vocals of Emilian Martinson. Right, now, I want to tell you about a very newly released album. In fact, actually, the album hasn't even been released yet. Its launch date is on the 28th of January 2013, end of this month, at the Vortex in London. So you are getting to hear it for the first time on The Jazz Show. The album I'm talking about is by the bassist and composer Dave Mannington, who's one of the energies, I would say, of the London jazz scene, alongside his current project, which is called Dave Mannington's Riff Raff. He has founded the Loop Collective with some like-minded contemporaries, and you'll remember we covered the Loop Festival on one of our shows last year, was it? Anyway, he's played with some of the UK's most acclaimed and well-known musicians, Mark Lockhart, Tim Garland, Gwilym Simcock, etc., etc., etc. The list goes on and on and on. But he tells me that it's with his contemporaries that he feels the most passionate about playing with. I guess this leads nicely onto his current album called Hullabaloo. Here's Dave to tell us more.
I'm very excited to be releasing my new album, Hullabaloo, on Loop Records with my band Riff Raff at the end of January. And we've got an album launch gig on January the 28th at the Vortex. The band has Bridget Bereja on vocals. First started working with her in 2009 at the we had a Loop Festival, and we did a collaboration on some new material with my quartet, as it was at the time. And it worked so well, she joined the band. And the new material from that festival became the starting point for this current album. Then later on I added Rob Updegraff on the guitar. Rob and myself and the drummer Tim Giles have been playing together since we were at school, so 20 years ago we probably started playing together, so we know each other's playing really well. I think it's very important to have a really unified band sound, and the identity that comes from not chopping and changing personnel or getting depths, you know, in for different gigs. So trying to keep the same musicians, and I've been lucky enough to be able to do that mostly for the last 10 years really, since I've had a working band. The rest of the band is Ivo Neame on piano, and he also plays lots of different keyboards and accordion on the album, and Tom Challenger on tenor sax. Tom and Brigitte play together often as a frontline pairing. They'll be playing the melodies together or in harmony. And then there's three tracks on the album where Brigitte has written lyrics to my music. And you're going to be hearing Catch Me the Moon, which was a tune I wrote. I was trying to write my version of a traditional jazz ballad. Didn't quite work out that way, but Bridget has written fantastic lyrics for this one, and she's adapted it into her own set, in her own band as well. She recorded it on her latest album with Barry Green. For me, in Catch Me in the Moon, you can hear a lot of influence from English jazz, like Kenny Wheeler and John Taylor, And you can also hear 20th century classical music influences there too. I used to listen to a lot of Vaughan Williams and John Ireland, Benjamin Britten, when I was growing up, and that's definitely in there too.
Glistening shore, so bright, but the moon is out of sight. All those unanswered questions, why keep wandering? Dark and starless night, many lovers travel light, searching for the moon, but where is it gone? And others decide to move on somehow, to soon lose their direction.
Somehow to lose their direction, forget where they stand.
Classic hits, the best new music, Brit Asian pop and world music.
It's a big happening city.
London!
The sound of Great West London.
91.8 Hayes FM.
Alex Hutton, Kate Winter, The Jazz Show.
Welcome back, everybody. We've been listening to London-based bassist and composer Dave Mannington's album, Hullabaloo. And the song you've just heard was Catch Me If You Can, featuring the beautifully haunting vocals of Brigitte Bérard as part of Dave Mannington's Riff Raff, they're called. This is his current project. And if you'll indulge me, ladies and gents, I'd really like to hear another. Dave joined us during the week, and here he is to introduce the next song.
Another track on the album is called You Can't Eat Crisps to That, and the music is inspired by Bulgarian music, which I love listening to, and I've played in quite a few Balkan bands over the years that work in London, and it's fantastic music for anyone who doesn't know it. Bulgarian music is full of energy, and it's often in odd time signatures like 7, 9, 11. So is this tune. The story behind the title is a friend of mine took her mum to see a jazz gig. There was a particular tune playing and the people at the table next to them were eating crisps very noisily. My friend's mum got very upset and told them that you can't eat crisps to that. How can you eat crisps to that music? So that's the story behind the title for that one. Hope you enjoy. Thank you.
Crisp eating aside, as I said, the album launch is on the 28th of January 2013 at the Vortex Jazz Club in London. This will be a really worthwhile gig to go to if you're in London. Perhaps there'll be giving away free packets of crisps with the album? Who knows? Anyway, or you can go to Dave's website, which is davemannington.com, or have a look on our website, www.thejazzshowonline.com, for more info, details on how to snap up your copy of the album, which, by the way, features some gorgeous album artwork by little James and Freddie Mannington. Bless, they're 5 and 3 years old or something. So there you have it, Hullabaloo, Dave Mannington's Riff Raff.
All types of music for all types of people.
91.8 Hayes FM.
Let's get the party started in here. I'm in a melancholy mood at the moment because I'm doing this show on my own and there's no Alex today. You know when you're trying to do banter with yourself and it just doesn't work and you just think, you know? Anyway, very glad that you're all here to listen to some jazz because otherwise it would be like pulling teeth. Anyway, so I thought we should play this tune to get us in the dancing mood. It's by this young and very cute singer, Josh Kyle, and it's called Possibilities.
Heard it through the wire, cool and unexpected. Something out of this world, surely been invented. Possibilities, keep your eyes peeled for these. Hold on to your seats, it's a story untold. Give it time and let the real beauty unfold. Possibilities, only time can decide which of these. But give it up and it will happen. With a swing and tune, and a groove as fearless, and a name as cool as the one Miles Davis. Possibilities. Through the wire, cool and unexpected. Something out of this world, surely been invented. Possibilities, keep your eyes peeled for these. Hold on to your seats, it's a story untold. Give it time and let the real beauty unfold. Possibilities, only time can decide which of these. But give it up and it will happen. Fearless, and the name is cool as the one Miles Davis. Possibilities.
I love that. That is Josh Kyle with Possibilities, and I think, I hope I'm not wrong, because I've actually lost the piece of paper that came with this album, but I think that the bass player on that is Jeff Gascoigne. Yep, so that was Josh Kyle with Possibilities. I think we should have another classic jazz song. This is Lester Leepsen, one of my old favourites by Lester Young and his band.
Classic hits, the best new music, and the biggest songs from around the world. All types of music, for all types of people.
91.8 Hayes FM.
Alex Hutton, Kate Winter, The Jazz Show. Thank you.
Brad Meldow trio there with Day Is Done. I love that. Do you want to hear something from South Africa? Because that's where I'm from, obviously. This is Ndlala Ibokile, and it's by Herbie Chwale, and the album is called African Time. Sebastian Scottney brought this back from the South African Jazz Festival. I think it was the Cape Town Jazz Festival, or one of them. And he brought this album back for me, and it's an absolute treasure.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Jazz Show. I'm Kate Winter. Thank you very much for joining us. Please have a look at our website and please write to me. I'd love to know what you want to hear or who you would like to have interviewed on the show. And if you're an artist and would like us to play your records or us to interview you, the details are on there too. The website is www.thejazzshowonline.com. To play us out is a song from Alex Hutton's new album. I'm allowed to play his record today, you see, because he's not here. Legentus, and this song is called Wonder Why. See you next week. Bye!